Today's Thursday, December 5th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 171. Matt Scott is joined by Joe Whitaker, Mark Feinberg, Heather Sidorowicz, and Seth Johnson, talking about Snap AV and Control 4's $680 million merger. Mark Feinberg starts off talking about the AV industry's reaction to said merger and what this deal means for both companies moving forward.
On the forums and the dealer forums for Control 4, the Facebook groups, it was really two camps. It was two extremes. There's really nothing in the middle. It was, this is awesome. You know, I'm an Arachnus guy, and Snap and Arachnus is not going to work with Control 4. I'm not going to be forced with the package, and I'm going to get it in 2 days, and it's going to be awesome, and I love these two companies. Or it was, the world is ending. Oh, my God, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to be selling Control 4, and the brand is ruined. So I am of the former camp. I am really excited about this merger. I am also a big Snap AV dealer. I think, you know, like my three largest brands are Snap AV, Control 4, and Sonos. I was hoping for this for a while. I kind of once... After the package acquisition, I was a little leery of it ever happening. And then when the Triad acquisition happened, I was like, this is never going to work. And I was concerned Snap was going to snap up Savant. So I'm very happy this happened. I'm really excited that I know Arachnus is going to be well integrated with Control 4. So I think this is a good thing. I think for anyone who's currently a dealer of both, you're going to get the one-stop shopping. You're going to have everything to you in 2 days. It's going to be free shipping. It's going to be much easier to shop. I mean, as good as Control 4's website is, I think Snap's is much better. The tech support from both companies was always fantastic. You know, they're going to have to figure out how to merge some of these brands. What's going to happen to PackEdge? And what happens to PackEdge, I don't think, is as concerning. It's what happens to Backpack. Because a lot of dealers have...
I'm betting it's gone. Just like I heed you.
I know, and it's awful because deals have built an RMR platform off of this, and they've deployed it to all these clients' homes, and now they won't be able to – their RMR models will be blown up.
But they just need to transition.
Right. That's what I'm hoping they do is they transition it into Oversee, and Oversee can manage package switches and PDUs, and you just throw an Oversee hub in for $100 and you're good to go. So that's my hope, is that they do something like that.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.